Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. French officials are examining part of an aircraft washed up on an Indian Ocean island to find out whether it comes from a missing Malaysian plane. Malaysia is also sending a team to the French island of Réunion to examine what appears to be a wing component. Richard Westcott has this report.
Investigators should be able to tell quite quickly whether this piece of debris, thought to be part of a wing, is from the missing Malaysian aircraft. Each aircraft part has a unique serial number, and the airline should have a list of those numbers, which are used during maintenance checks. Reports from America suggest that the debris is from a Boeing 777, the same aircraft type that disappeared. And MH370 is the only 777 that's believed to have ever crashed in the Southern Hemisphere.
Russia has blocked an attempt at the United Nations to set up an international tribunal to try those who shot down a passenger plane over eastern Ukraine a year ago. The Kremlin says President Putin considered it inappropriate to set up a tribunal before a separate Dutch-led inquiry delivered its findings. A man found guilty of financing India's deadliest bomb attacks in Mumbai in 1993 has been executed in prison. Yakub Memon was hanged in the city of Nagpur. Yogita Lamai has this report.
There was an unprecedented sequence of events leading up to Yakub Memon's hanging early on Thursday morning, local time. India's Supreme Court opened its doors in the dead of the night to hear Yakub Memon's last appeal for mercy, but it was rejected just before dawn. He was found guilty of providing financial and logistical support for a series of bombings in Mumbai in 1993, in which more than 250 people were killed and hundreds injured. Security has been stepped up in Mumbai since Wednesday to prevent any violent reactions to the execution.
A court in Egypt is expected to deliver the final verdict today in the retrial of three Al Jazeera journalists charged with helping the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Two of them, Mohammed Fahmy and Bahar Mohammed, were freed on bail in February. The third, Peter Gresta, was deported the same month and is being tried in absentia. Mr. Fahmy told the BBC he was very nervous.
I'm spending as much time with my family knowing that my destiny will be decided by the judge after a 19 months of a tormenting ordeal for me and my colleagues, Bahar and Peter. And I really hope the judge this time exonerates us and lets us go home and move on with our lives. It's a politicized trial from day one, and anyone who says anything other than that is very naive.
Migrants in the French port of Calais have continued to try to enter the Channel Tunnel for a third successive night in an attempt to reach Britain. As night fell, groups of migrants moved steadily along the darkened highway approaching the tunnel. World News from the BBC. The United States says it's deeply concerned about the Israeli government's plans to build 300 new homes in a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank. A State Department spokesman said the U.S. continued to view such settlements as illegitimate. Israel denies that the houses are illegal. The authorities in central Mexico say at least 16 people have been killed and 30 others injured after a truck plowed into a religious procession. Officials in Zacatecas state said the truck, which was carrying building materials, hit a group of pilgrims as they made their way along the main street in the town of Mazapil. They said the truck's brakes appeared to fail. The former governor of the U.S. state of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, has become the 17th Republican candidate to join the race for the White House. He is not thought to be one of the frontrunners in the hotly contested battle to secure the Republican nomination. A new report says valuable ancient forests in Cambodia are being lost at an unprecedented rate. The campaign group Forest Trends blames big corporations, as our environment correspondent Matt McGraw reports.
Deforestation has long been a big issue in Cambodia. In the 1990s, timber felling permits granted by the government led to a rapid decline in tree cover in Cambodia. Protests from the international community saw restrictions put in place, but environmentalists now say that large corporations are getting round the ban by taking out what are termed economic land concessions. Under the guise of creating rubber plantations, all the trees are being cleared, and on many occasions, the plantations never materialize.
Scientists say they've spotted an aurora, similar to the northern and southern lights, outside of the solar system for the first time. An international research team detected the spectacular light show in the Lyra constellation about 18 light years away. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。